flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
From my end, it was fun. It was fun in a way, you know, to get to know people, right? And players of that status is amazing. The kid, he gets it. He gets it. Let's put it that way. And obviously, I always have fun with a group that represents him. You know, you guys know how I feel about them. And but it was a good experience. And I learned a lot.
I found that amusing. That was Alex Cora yesterday at the winter meetings in Dallas. That was fun. It's a good experience. The Juan Soto pursuit.
I wouldn't view it as that.
Fun and a good experience, according to Red Sox manager Alex Cora.
All right, so here's maybe how you spin it.
Yeah.
No, and you know me. I was at 0%, 1% for a day because I got hit in the head. Then I went back to 0%.
Real moment weakness or injury. Yeah.
But does Cora look at it this way, where he probably had a lot of doubts on whether or not they would even be in the ballpark with a player like that? And so maybe he's getting his hopes up now, like some fans are, that said, all right, we didn't get Juan Soto, but if we penciled $700 million aside for Soto, maybe there's some left for Bregman and Burns and Fried. And like maybe Cora is feeling good about that part of it.
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of for why you said it's a good experience.
He didn't mention it by name, but he said something very nice about Scott Boras there, his team, his representation. Oh. So, right, maybe there's a giveaway because Boras has other clients out there that you're going to be negotiating with, including Burns. So maybe that's what he was trying to do. But fun and a good experience.
Had a great time.
Not the way I would put it.
I had a lot of fun.
But that's me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we've covered a lot in the first 3-plus hours here on Jones and Keefe. Bill Belichick to the University of North Carolina. And when we talked to Tom Curran last hour, you can check that out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go this holiday season. That way you won't miss out on any content here on WEEI from any of the shows, including ours. He seems to think this is a trial balloon by Bill. Hey, I got a 400-page document, manifesto. What's the word the guy used again, just so I get it properly?
List of demands?
Something close to that.
Yeah.
Organizational Bible is how he put it.
All right. Do you think this will ever get leaked? Will we ever get a copy of this? If he's sending it around to enough places.
Can we get the organizational Bible in context?
Yeah.
It would take me a long time to get through the 400
pages. Will some of it get leaked out? Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder, did he not use this when he was talking to the Falcons a year ago?
I don't know. I mean, he like years ago put something out and people still reference it, right?
Yeah,
like what he liked in a quarterback and things like that.
The scouting reports of all the different positions.
All right,
that
maybe we will.
Daniel Jeremiah leaked. Yeah, I mean, right. Somewhere down the line, sure. But will it come out anytime soon? I don't know. But Curran thinks it's a trial balloon to get NFL teams calling, which again means NFL teams aren't calling. Why? What's the holdup for Bill in the NFL? And maybe it is some of these demands. His organizational Bible and all the structure, and you got to pay this guy, and my kid has to be the coach in waiting, and Patricia's going to be on staff, and you got to pay me X amount of dollars, and oh, by the way, you have to commit to the football program at a greater level than the basketball program, and blah, 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 blah. And it does sound like the ball is now in UNC's court to meet the demands. Mm-hmm. He'll be inflexible. He's not going to negotiate. But
important update.
Oh, is there one?
Yeah, well, I mean, to this part, if people missed it, his girlfriend is following North Carolina football and one of the other North Carolina
their training
account,
staff or something like that
on Instagram.
Yeah,
football nutrition.
There you go.
It's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
She might even be a part of the football nutrition team.
So
at some
there's
point.
That story.
Yeah.
She could be. Oh, she very well could be.
Yeah.
We also have the story from Greg Bedard that sounds like Gerard Mayo should be coaching for his job here down the stretch. If that word's doing a lot of work, Kraft comes to the realization he made the wrong choice with Mayo, he wouldn't hesitate to rectify the situation.
All right, should be is one thing. Do you think that Gerard Mayo's coaching for his job?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I get what Curran's saying. It's not just about wins and losses. It's not just about going 2-2 or he's fired.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you go worst case scenario, like 0-4 and you look bad in all four games, I think he's back.
0-4 by itself doesn't get you fired.
Right.
Not by itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But
if it's just like
he said,
ridiculous.
The word Curran uses disarray. That's kind of how I describe what they've been in all year.
Yeah.
They've had players leaving the team. They've
general
had players
disarray.
Arrested. Mayo
Butter
is general
kick.
Disarray is what he is.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't keep anything on message, including, you know, just talking about the debriefing with the coaching staff last week, or with ownership, rather, last week. Ownership debriefing the coaching staff. And he wouldn't even say outright he's going to be back next year. Which, again, I think is noteworthy. So you could jump in on all that. Meanwhile, with the Red Sox, I didn't like this earlier today from Sean McAdam. After they had a good experience, a fun experience, according to Cora with Juan Soto.
Yeah.
McAdam said, I don't know that the Red Sox are going to be successful in going after Fried and Burns when you see some of the other big market teams ready to go dollar for dollar.
Yeah, this was, I mean, one of my concerns all offseason is so they're in on Soto. I never thought they were going to get Soto. But then only one team is going to get Soto, and it's the New York Mets who are going to spend more money than anybody else. And one of the other pitches that it felt like the Red Sox made to Soto, this is all different reports. You can believe what you want. But it was, hey, we're also going to bring in other guys. So it's not like you're the only guy. Like the team has to turn around based solely on you.
Right.
We're going to grab an arm. We might grab another bat. We might trade some of our prospects. Like there's other moves to be made. I wouldn't be shocked if the Mets said something similar. We looked at the Mets' projected lineup for next year. Lindor, awesome. Soto, awesome. Seven other guys.
Yeah, Vientos,
okay,
a good young player,
guys.
But yeah, not much.
So like they might add another player, maybe even a player that the Red Sox are looking at. But the Yankees missed out, and it was the guy they just had, so they feel even worse about missing out. The Blue Jays had a lot of money ready to go. The Dodgers seem to get whoever they want. So all of those teams, I feel like, still are players for all these top free agents. And so it's not like the Red Sox are going to be the only team bidding big money on these guys.
No, that's true. I don't like that they're scared off that other teams are willing to go dollar for dollar.
Yeah, because they're
if somebody's going to blow you out of the water, that's one thing. I still won't allow for it when you already showed you have $700 million to spend this offseason. So I already won't allow for that. But I'd at least think that's a little more defensible than teams are willing to spend with. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you got to go a little bit more. You got to make yourself uncomfortable. And thinking back on our interview yesterday with Rob Bradford, he kind of brought up the name Zach Gallen out of nowhere. Oh, you know, maybe there's a guy they're in on we're not even aware of. Zach Gallen maybe is that name. And it's like, okay, Rob, fine. Maybe that's the name. I'm more hung up on Burns
Zach
and Fried.
Zach Gallen. All right.
Maybe we start hearing yesterday from Bradfo, or maybe the Red Sox have already moved on to other backup plans. Back up to the backup plans.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach Gallen's a name because they're afraid they don't have the money to go spend for Burns and or Max Fried when they absolutely do. Of course they have the money.
But you know what the other problem with Zach Gallen is? And I think he's really, really good. But
Nick, you said you'd prefer him to Burns and Fried?
I would. Younger. He did have a little bit of an elbow issue last year, but he was still, I don't think he finished top five, but he finished second and fifth in Cy Young voting two of the last 3 years.
So is that your issue, the elbow?
No. The elbow, that's not the issue to me. I just think that, is it a guy that you would give up So not only are you not outspending somebody, so you're pivoting
away.
Now you
need to give up prospects.
But is it more or less prospects than Garrett Crochet or Logan Gilbert, or is it the same?
I would assume less, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I would assume less.
Dallin has more of a track record than Crochet does. Someone might argue that Crochet has a higher ceiling. He's a little bit younger, and like you're just hoping for like the
Crochet's
best.
Crochet's 4 years younger.
4 years younger. But he has 1 year. Like he was good this year.
But I would think, look,
Dallin's been good for a little bit. Last year, not the best year. But
I would think Crochet would be the most expensive out of those two. And then, yeah, I would assume Gallon and Gilbert are probably pretty close.
So that's what I'm saying. So you go from like maybe being in on Burns to being like, well, we're not going to outspend for the top two free agents. And then we're also not going to give up the most for the top tradable guys.
Right.
So we're going to go down. So like,
so what is this? Plan F? What is this?
Zach Gallen, Teoscar Hernandez offseason. What is that? Does that fire you up?
No, that is not.
They're better.
They are better.
They're better
but
than they
not,
were.
That's not satisfactory.
Zach Gallen
in
2023 had 9 fewer innings than Garrett Crochet has in his entire career.
Yeah, he had 210. He was over 200 innings.
So he is an innings guy. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that year he was.
Look, this is not about whether or not they're a better team. You're right. They would be a better team. Is that enough? Is that what we were talking about this offseason? No.
Then you get people's hopes up for Juan Soto, and then you walk away with Teoscar Hernandez. I know that people are like, hey, you hate her. I don't hate him. I just think it's a real, like, fallback, like a backup plan, like a guy that you were in on last year and you didn't get because you didn't, you know, spend enough money on him.
Look, I said this all day yesterday. I'm okay with them getting outspent on Juan Soto to a degree. They have to follow through and get Burns Bregman or Freed Alonso, something like that has to be the next step.
They got Aroldis Chapman.
It can't be Chapman and Zach Gallen.
Yeah,
Teoscar Hernandez and Zach Gallen. Like it can't be that. That's too much of a drop.
No,
that's not enough of what we're talking about. Would they be better on paper? Sure. I mean, they've added some players. Maybe you've traded away some prospects, which I don't really care about. But you got a little weaker somewhere because you didn't want to go all out and spend. That would be frustrating when you've been touting these kids.
Yeah.
So that you don't spend money, and then you trade kids to avoid spending money. It sounds like you just don't want to spend money.
Roki Sasaki's agent, according to Rob Bradford, says that preferences when it comes to West Coast versus East Coast hasn't come up with the player. So that might just be, please just send us your offers, and we don't want to cut out half the league from bidding on them. All signs seem to be him going to the Dodgers.
Or the Padres. Yeah.
The 23-year-old kid who in some places is viewed as maybe the third best free agent total. I mean, that's counting Soto as number one.
He's
so
gonna make like no money, right? Because it's the international free agency pool, actual free agency.
I think you can. There's a post
to pay his team.
There's a posting fee, and then I think that posting fee is 20% of what you can offer him in a contract.
Got it.
So it's like something like that, where the contract is capped.
I mean, I'd take him.
It's not like bidding on even Yamamoto a year ago. Okay. It's similar to the Ohtani bidding, where you're reined in a little bit in how much you can spend. So look, I'd be excited about it, but that would be a more cost-controlled move, to Nick's point.
Yeah.
617. I put that in quotes. You're spending upwards of $100 million, uh-huh, but more cost-controlled than certainly someone like Freed or Burns or even, again, Yamamoto from a year ago. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Red Sox, their offseason. All these stories on the Patriots here today. Gerard Mayo coaching for his job. Bill Belichick to UNC. Still hasn't happened. Still has not happened.
Still got time left in our show.
There's
some meat on that bone.
They're about 300 pages into the 400-page manifesto.
I'm sure what's going on.
Yeah. They got another 100 pages to go. I'm sure that's the only hang-up. It's not paying all these things to Bill Belichick, who may not be worth it. That's totally not it. We'll continue to keep our eyes on that throughout the course of the show. Billy Lanny has all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Everybody loves it, and everybody knows it. Everybody loves
Grab Bag.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's time for Grab
certainly is. Time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Jones, including the Heisman Trophy finalists.
Nice.
They are down to four. They've whittled down the thousands of college football players down to four.
The Gridiron Club.
One of these men will be named the latest Heisman Trophy winner. Dylan Gabriel from Oregon, who's been in college for 20 years.
And somehow shrinks every time he gets on the
small
field.
Small little lefty
tiny,
tossing around.
A little bit of a guy, yeah.
Travis Hunter.
Nice.
Two-way player for the Colorado Buffaloes.
If you were watching the Simpsons broadcast last night, he's like a Homer Simpson type.
Yeah, Homer Simpson type. He can play you both ways. Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty.
Yep.
Who is on pace to break Barry Sanders' all-time record.
Yeah, I think he's clocked in at 29 touchdowns this year, I believe.
And like over 2,400 rushing yards, I think.
Like he barely played the second half of games.
Like a monster, monster year.
I think there were 8 quarters he didn't play. So it's like 2 full games. He didn't
This is like what we're hearing about.
Meanwhile,
Tatum at the
Travis Hunter's
of the year.
In a 40-point lead, right. Getting touchdowns.
Right,
and then also Cam Ward, the University of Miami quarterback, who I thought might have had a chance, but then Miami
they fell off
out.
Too much.
Yeah, so he's not going to win. Travis Hunter's the heavy favorite, and I love Travis Hunter. I think he's going to be a good pro. I love that he plays both ways. I wish more players would do that. I think it'd be really cool. However, I did see you see on Twitter like people arguing for their guys or against other guys. And it is kind of funny, they were saying, and I don't even know if this is true necessarily, but they said Travis Hunter is going to win the Heisman even though he wasn't nominated for best cornerback in the league, in the country.
The Thorpe Award.
Didn't get nominated for the Thorpe Award.
Or the Biletnikoff? What's the wide receiver?
And isn't the best receiver on his own team, is what somebody said. Somebody made the case for. It's
and
true.
They're right.
They kind of are. Like, I think he deserves credit for doing both. And playing the whole game. And that's awesome.
Well, it's ridiculous he's not nominated for the Thorpe. I don't know about the best wide receiver on his team. I kind of feel he is. You think he's not?
I don't know if they think Jimmy Horn probably Jimmy Horn. Yeah. Jimmy Horn's pretty nasty.
Okay. But whatever. I care less about that. It's absurd he wasn't nominated for the Thorpe. And I don't think that's his fault. That just seems like weird college football
politics.
Well,
I mean, nominated for the Heisman, though.
Yeah.
So he did lead the team in receiving yards. And he had 14 touchdowns. He had 1,100 yards. 92 catches.
Look,
he had a really good year.
I don't think he's a full-time receiver at the next level, and not because he's playing defense and offense. I don't think he's a full-time receiver at the next level. I think he's a guy who can moonlight and help you on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, certainly far more than a guy like Marcus Jones, who they've already forgotten about.
Yeah.
But
he'll win it. He's the heavy favorite right now.
So I think he's going to win it too. Should he?
Yes.
You wouldn't go Jeanty. I'm with you. Like 2 weeks ago, I would have gone Cam Ward, who is my favorite quarterback in the draft. But,
yeah,
I would lean Jeanty.
You would? They're both great.
You're moving in on Barry Sanders.
They don't have to buy the playoff without him.
Yeah.
No, that's true. But also, he's going to, if he passes Barry Sanders, how many more games is he going to?
Oh, way more games.
Like Barry Sanders, they didn't even count bowl games back in the day.
True.
Barry Sanders had a game, like a holiday bowl game where he had like 6 touchdowns, which like don't even count for his stats.
Right.
It's so dumb. Now they have conference championship games.
Okay, but
Jeanty could play 3 bowl games.
But Barry, well, true.
I think he's already played more games.
Barry Sanders, I'm sure he's already played more games. But Barry Sanders, we all agree, is the greatest running back of all time.
Yeah.
And when you're getting compared to him,
that's fair.
I don't know. But look, I mean, Travis Hunter's doing a really cool thing this year, too.
I think they're both great where you're going to look back on it and be like, oh, that guy won the Heisman. I can be like, Mark Ingram.
Right.
Or like Troy Smith won the Heisman.
Right. Okay.
Like, there's been some bad, like, that was the best guy in college football that whole year.
Yeah.
And then there are others that are just like electric factories, and it's guys that are.
So
like,
neither of us think Gabriel.
No.
Me neither.
I don't think it'll be Gabriel.
I definitely don't.
I think it comes down to Hunter and Jeanty, and I think Hunter, I mean, based on like the betting markets and how heavy a favorite he is, it sounds like it's going to be him.
There it is.
AJ DeBanza, the Brockton kid.
Yep.
Who went to St. Sebastian's his freshman year and was the Massachusetts High School Player of the Year, then transferred to a prep school in California, then transferred to a prep school in Utah, went on ESPN's First Take today to announce where he's going to be attending college. He's the best player in high school right now.
Yeah.
Masters kids are a year after Cooper Flagg from Maine.
Say, if you know the name Cooper Flagg, who's a Duke right now from Maine, they're similar level prospects. Okay.
Yes.
They're in different classes.
Yep.
Flagg's already at Duke. DeBanza just committed. So if Flagg committed to Duke, this kid must be going to Kentucky or Kansas, maybe Duke as well. Maybe he wants to play with Cooper Flagg.
The finalists included North Carolina.
Nice.
Included Kansas.
Great.
Alabama, who's on a bit of a heater now. Brandon Miller. Alabama's
Yeah, they were in the national title game a year ago. Fine.
The 6'9" wing has decided to go to BYU. BYU.
Brigham
Young University, following in the footsteps of Sean Bradley.
Jimmer Fredette.
And Danny Ainge.
Steve Young.
Huh.
He was at Utah Prep. That's where he currently plays high school basketball, Utah Prep.
Utah Prep. So they got a chance to look at him. Their head coach was on the Phoenix Suns staff. And so he references how his favorite player is Kevin Durant. This guy coached Kevin Durant. I mean, he's an assistant, but he still coached him. And I guess he talked to Durant and Devin Booker about him.
Okay, now
and likes the guy.
If you recall, very
now,
different.
Because there's another detail I read.
Oh.
I think he's getting $7 million.
Oh, yeah, I would say that helps.
That wasn't confirmed, but I read that, so I bet it was. $7 million.
The LDS Church is going to give him $7.5 million? Okay. I mean, look, whatever.
Zach Wilson's fired up today, folks.
I don't
Steve
blame him.
Sarkisian.
If BYU is paying me $7.5 million and Kansas is paying me $6.5 million, I'll take your LDS money. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
$7.5 million. Fine.
Isn't that crazy?
Is again why Bill's not going to work in college, because Bill ain't doing that. Bill will not be doing that. No, thank you. He didn't want Brady paid more than him. You think he wants some 17-year-old pay more than him? Hell no.
No, unlikely. Although it's funny, like, these teams can just decide. Football's harder. Football. If you get the best football player, like, maybe your team is better, but like, you need more than that. You get the best player, like, BYU should be good next year.
Yeah,
like, you have this guy, like, and maybe another couple kids will go with him because they're like, oh, he's going there. And if they're committed, they want to spend some money, at least for this year. Now, they might stop spending money the year after, but for this year.
But in hoops,
it's kind of funny.
In hoops, you need a kid could turn around your organization, and two or three could do. I know exactly what you're
going to say. The two best kids, maybe outside of Cooper Flagg, but the two next best kids are at Rutgers this year for basketball.
Who is it? It's Harper's kid?
And Ace Bailey and not Ron Harper, but Ron Harper's brother / son. So Ron Harper and then Ron Harper Jr.
Yeah.
And then whatever their brother's name is, he's Harper.
Yeah. And so they're both
Dylan Harper. Maybe it's Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, I think, are the two kids at Rutgers.
So Rutgers pretty much turned it around with two signings.
Yeah.
BYU could easily.
They could do the same thing.
What a
run for New England hoops.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, he played prep school in
Utah
and California. So, he did play a year here, though. St. Sebs.
Where was
shout
Cooper,
out to them.
Cooper Flagg was where? Maine?
Oh, well,
Mount Verde Academy?
Yeah, I believe he went to Mount Verde. Yeah, I think so. Can't have everything.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Nice.
All right. Bruins in action tonight at Winnipeg. Take it on the Jets. It'll be a 8 o'clock puck drop as they begin this Western road trip.
Nice.
Western road swing.
Was Pasta? Did I see he was held
on the
practice the other day? Oh, he was on the ice.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday he wasn't.
Okay, he's out there today. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Look, him and Marchand have been playing well on the line together. Let's see if they can carry that over. And it's real competition for the Bruins, where they beefed up on a lot of poor competition. Mm-hmm. It's real competition for them. Mm-hmm. Winnipeg's good.
Say hi to your girlfriend for me.
Yeah, say hi to your girlfriend for me.
She's not my girlfriend, okay?
Rekki loves.
Grab back.
Rekki loves.
Grab back.
So Texter says Travis Hunter's basically playing against high school players. He doesn't deserve it. Now, you know me. I love the Mountain West. But if Genty's playing in the Mountain West versus the Big 12 that Hunter's playing in, isn't the level of competition the same, if not advantage Hunter?
Yeah, no, I would.
Big 12, known for their defenses.
Yeah.
No, but like Mountain West?
But I don't think the Mountain West is either.
Jesus, it's definitely not the Mountain West. So when they
probably
go up against San Jose State and my Wyoming Cowboys, like, I don't think they have to worry about it.
No.
I think they're all right.
Doesn't seem
just wanted to address that real quick.
Any unfair advantage for Travis Hunter, no.
Grab bag.
George Pickens likely out again this week versus Philly. The Pittsburgh Steelers might be without their top wide receiver once again.
Eagles didn't look good last week against Carolina. You know, Pittsburgh was able to win a week ago without George Pickens. I don't like their chances against the Eagles without Pickens. I don't. Grab, 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 grab bag, 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 grab, bag, 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 grab bag. Best NBA performer from last night, a light night, one game. How do you have one game in the NBA?
Because you know what's starting tonight.
What's starting tonight? NBA Cup. Yeah, you're excited.
Two quarterfinals tonight, two quarterfinals tomorrow.
Yep. Are you all locked in?
Yeah, it's Warriors and Rockets tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
Knicks are playing somebody tonight.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, the Knicks played last night over the Raptors. Knicks got a win. Top performers, Karl Anthony Towns, 24-15. R.J. Barrett, 30-8. Mikal Bridges, 23-3. Jalen Brunson, 20-11. And Jakob Poeltl had a double-double, 10-12.
Yeah. Put me down for Towns. Right, I misspoke, by the way. Knicks and Hawks tomorrow night. Good games tomorrow night.
Yeah,
you can ease into it tonight with the NBA.
Bad news, though, in the game is the Raptors lost.
Scotty Barnes, he's going to be all-star.
Ankle injury, had to leave the game.
Such a
shame. So, yeah, Barnes.
Maybe not making the all-star team.
No.
Grab bag.
Latest Dork podcast is available right now, where Davey and I discuss two new TV shows, Star Wars Skeleton Crew and DC's Creature Commandos.
Ooh.
Both pretty good shows.
Not to be confused with a Creature Feature, Kiefer Madness.
Not Creature or Creature Cases.
No. Oh,
which is a show.
Good show on Netflix.
Kids love Creature Cases. Do you see the new seasons out?
Oh, I haven't.
Season 4, Creature Cases.
I'll have to alert Lucas.
Pretty good creatures.
Nice.
Yeah. Even Cece knows. She's like, Dad, this is the snake episode. You're not going to want to watch it. I was like, thank you.
Get out of the room. Dad, cover your eyes.
Dad, it's the snake episode. I'm like, oh, my God. It is like an anaconda. So this show, it's a cartoon.
It's not like an anaconda. It's an anaconda.
It's for sure an anaconda episode. So this show, it's a cartoon. But then at the end of the episode, it's also an educational show. All of a sudden, the cartoon turns into like real life. So it's like a cartoon snake. And then all of a sudden, they're like, here's what it really looks like. And you're like, ah! it scares the crap out of me. I'm like, I don't need to see that. But anyway, yeah, check that one out on Netflix as well.
Okay.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here's a ball player who is a middle infielder, shortstop, second base, split his time there. Also played a little bit in the outfield, so a bit of a Swiss Army knife type of guy. Played for the Snakes. Played for the Pirates, played for the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Yankees, the Rockies, and the Reds.
I think I have it.
Over the course of 13 years in the majors.
This is going to be a quick guess. I think I have it. You got any guesses back there, Billy?
None. I'm still trying to catch up with the teams he named.
Okay.
I'm still talking about Creature Cases here.
I was waiting for him to say Yankees after I heard the first couple of teams. Second, short, outfield, Tony Womack.
He got it!
Tony Womack, a one-time All-Star.
Wow.
Back in 97 with the Pirates, made an All-Star appearance where he stole 60 bags that year.
Yeah, he
topped
did.
Out at a 72 steal
nice.
Season. Holy mackerel.
Wait, so he was an All-Star with 60 and then he stole 72 another year?
In 99 with his first year with the Snakes. And then he was a part
big
of that,
second half that year.
0-1 World Series team.
Nice.
That was a good ball player. 5'9", 160. Just a little guy.
Flying around out
little
there.
Little dude.
I think Tony Womack. I think Tony Brothers, because I feel like Tony Brothers could be Tony Womack's older brother. Look him up. Different last names, same first names, but I think they're related.
Give me the size again.
5'9", 160, which seems like it's
he dwarfs Dylan
rounding
Gabriel.
Up on both accounts.
He dwarfs Dylan Gabriel is what he does.
He's a bigger deal.
Yeah. He's flying around.
He plays you some second. He plays some short. And
he's been light in the outfield. Swipe you some bags. Swipe you some big bags.
Finished 24th in the MVP in 97.
Nice. All-Star, World Series champion, stolen base champion? I don't speak out of school.
He led the league 3 years in a row.
Tony Womack.
60, 58, 72. The guy, you could not stop him.
So you were waiting on the Yankees. What were the other clues that really tipped you off?
Snakes. He said Diamondbacks, second and shortstop right away, and I'm like, okay, Tony Womack. Then I was waiting to hear if he made a cameo
with
the
Womack
Yankees.
Because Womack was on the 0-1 team, right?
Yes.
Like Ryan Burns.
How much money do you...
Eric Burns or Ryan
Burns?
Eric Burns. These guys that just run to the wall all the time.
Yeah, yes. Lunatic. It was unstable.
How much money, career earnings for Tony Womack?
Oh.
$750,000.
No. $15
million. $25 million.
Good guess, Bill. It just went over, though. $23.4
million.
Wow. $23.4
million. How many PS5s? You got to calculate that out.
It's a lot of PS5s.
That's the random baseball player of the day. Twitch chat is saying, about time you got one, Jones, is what
And you know what you get every day.
Shamed into getting one. I get one right. I got to be shamed for it.
If you get the random baseball player of the day, you're also entitled to one.
Cheeseburger Club.
On your own. That's on your dime.
On your dime, yeah.
But
exactly.
You'll enjoy it even the more.
Yeah, we're not paying for that.
Oh, God, no. It's not the budget.
Not the budget. We got a flood of texts, 617-779-7937, when we listed off what we were eating on the program today. They said D'Angelo should have brought some cheeseburger clubs. We dropped the ball on our
next end. Next time.
Three all the way.
Or three all the way.
There you go. That is the grab bag every day here on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. Tom Curran, that's the name of the show, WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. And we have the clip du jour on the way next.
I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we were talking about the alternate broadcast on Disney Plus last night, the All Simpsons cast for Cowboys and Bengals. Believe it or not, Jones, as much as I don't like change, I'm all about these alternate broadcasts. Yeah. Give it a shot. When they were sliming guys on the Nickelodeon thing a couple years ago, I'm all for that. Here's the thing. I don't know who this is for, and I don't think they knew who it was for. So they had Drew Carter, Mina Kimes, and Dan Orlovsky doing the game. And they would go...
Orlovsky and Kimes, they must be huge Simpsons fans with deep knowledge of the show and lots of references,
right? I don't think Dan Orlovsky's ever seen the show. I didn't get the sense. And I think they scripted a lot of jokes. So it was the most, like, herky-jerky broadcast of all time.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like, all right, it's your turn to talk, and then I want you to say one thing, and make sure you make a joke, make sure you do like a deep Simpsons cut reference and do that, and then go away for it. It was very, very strange. Mina Kimes, I think, did the best out of the three that were there. They would occasionally swap out a character on the field and make them be a Simpsons character.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching it, you're like, all right, the quarterback's Homer, and then there'd be one receiver, it'd be Lisa Simpson, and you're like looking at the numbers and you're like, all right, I see Jamar Chase, so it's not him.
It's not him.
Lisa must be T. Higgins?
Yeah.
But then they'd go back and forth.
Why is Ralph in the game?
They'd be like, touchdown, Ralph Wiggum.
Go eat paste on the bench, Ralph. Like, what are you doing in the game?
They did have Itchy and Scratchy on the chain game at one point. They were doing that.
They had Spider Pig as the ball at one
point. Spider Pig? Yeah. They had Lenny and Carl playing pool off the sideline.
Nice.
So I like that. It was something. They need to go away from the Simpsons cast. It doesn't make any sense. There are other things you can do. Yeah, the Toy Story one worked. The Toy Story one
Legos.
On Sunday morning.
Legos, good idea.
Legos, Billy.
Creature cases.
Creature cases would work.
Yeah.
Oh, Cece wouldn't stop watching that.
The Toy Story one, good. The SpongeBob slime game,
pretty
good.
Pretty fun.
This one I don't get. Monday
Even
Night
the
Football
Big City
on
Greens
a,
hockey one was,
yeah.
was good.
Somebody brought that up on Twitch earlier today. This
was for the birds.
Simpsons has 36 seasons. That's
the
not
options
for children.
Are endless. If you're doing it through Disney Plus, you literally have a million different options.
Oh, my God. You could do Star Wars. You could do Marvel. You could do whatever you wanted, and it would be amazing. And then they're like, nah, the kids love Simpsons now. It's like, do they?
I don't even think adults.
It's like their final hurrah.
Love the new seasons.
Seriously. But also, as somebody pointed out, too, the Simpsons that we all know and love look a different way. The 3D Simpsons is reserved for like the occasional Treehouse of Horror. Like
right.
That's a different animation
style. Right, yeah.
And like they had Lisa do these like questions to the players, and it looks so wonky.
It did look very glitchy last night.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Well, I know Andy Hart was watching. It's time now for the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year, the 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. Thanks to the 99 Restaurant for that. Andy Hart, you were watching the alternate Simpsons broadcast last night?
For a very short period of time.
Well, you tried it.
I did, because I felt like everybody was going to be talking about it, so you got to kind of check in.
Smart.
I'm prone to overreaction. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Right?
It was. Okay. The thing that bothered me the most was a Chase Brown touchdown, mm-hmm. which I would come to find out later, because mm-hmm. it was a Lisa Simpson touchdown.
Oh, she was cooking.
She had to go to replay. And was she out? Was she in? And the little fire feet behind her. And I'm like, can somebody tell me who actually scored the effing touchdown?
With all their technology, could they not have had Lisa or Ralph or Homer wear the jersey of the player they were representing?
Thank you. Yeah.
How be easy nice. Would that have been?
Right.
But so you have Lisa.
Lisa's wearing number 30. She's
and then
Chase
Lisa,
Brown.
I know, right. like if you're watching the game with your kid or whatever, you're Lisa like, all right, this is fun. And then I know who that
Why
is.
Why would your kid be watching? That's my other
also,
question.
Monday
I said it to my wife.
Touche.
Yeah. I was like, who's this for? Like you asked it.
Deuce,
who's this for?
Deuce Tatum. Who's up that late on a school night besides Deuce?
Is it for 50-year-olds? Is it?
I think it's legit for me, and I didn't like it.
And then Kimes and Orlovsky reminded me of Fitzy and Hart trying to outdo each other with bad jokes on a six rings. Like, yeah, we need to get a second leg out of this. Let's just F around for 10 minutes and make bad jokes.
Oh, my God.
But they were on, like, the national stage.
They were.
Disney Plus.
It was weird.
Awful.
But then they would slip into, like, real game breakdown, and you're like, dumb it down.
Right.
Dumb it down.
If you
want
to do that, go to the real channel. Yep. That's not what this is for.
No,
I don't know what this is for.
It was odd.
Also weird that now there's... So there's three broadcasts. I can watch the real one, I can watch the Mannings,
yep.
or I can watch...
Correct.
The Simpsons in 3D weirdness.
The other thing, all the channels, got to put them to use.
Yep.
That's a good point. They got all these streaming services.
Just let people that want to go to Disney Plus, like, watch a Marvel
movie.
It's
probably a way to juice up the overall number, to be honest. They're just like, they're three broadcasts,
they add
them all together.
That's true. It's
probably something like
that. No, but what was funny we brought up earlier is that this game, because they had to do all the graphics for it, they couldn't flex the game. Because people are like, wouldn't you flex Cooper Rush and the Cowboys versus the Bengals? And they already were doing all the Simpsons groundwork that they're like, we got to lock the
hell
game
no,
in.
You ain't changing this. We're not South Park. We can't do an episode in less than a week.
So they could have put, like, I don't know, Bills Rams on Monday Night Football. And they're like, nope, we got Simpsons game.
We've been working on Lisa running around on the field. Yeah. We can't do
her
that.
Her fire feet down the sideline.
Yeah.
She's fast.
Yeah.
She was pretty quick.
Yeah, she was.
She got
fast
in, too.
Yep. So some Simpsons broadcasts today. I'm imagining you're all over the developing Bill Belichick story, his 400-page manifesto. And Mayo coaching for his job, I'd imagine there's a lot of that.
Yeah, obviously we'll get into that. And the Belichick thing feels like it's snowballing. I mean, the Athletic report is he's considering an offer, which is a little different than he gave them his manifesto and basically his demands. He's considering an offer?
I think he's going to be the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Sweet apparel.
They got good gear.
Colors.
They
good
have good stuff. Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
He's going to be terrible. Can you imagine how bad their receivers are going to be?
Probably not great.
They'll never catch a pass.
That's a good point.
If he doesn't know college receivers, what does he know about high school receivers?
That's a good point. You guys have Ross Tucker today?
Ross Tucker, 2:30.
Tucker Tuesday.
On the Patriots, nice. On the Patriots broadcast.
Damn, yes, the next 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Boy. I know.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
Well, good. You are who you are.
Good luck to him.
What happened to
who do you think they're getting?
Yeah. I thought they were getting Spiro and Arch every week.
No, like, Tom McCarthy,
I think that's
and Jay
above them.
Feely.
Because Ross tells us he does the sixth game.
Yes.
He's the sixth crew, so you're the sixth game.
Sixth crew.
Well, that checks out.
Wow. They didn't even use letters because that would be people wouldn't know. You know how they usually say the A crew or the B crew? He was like, nobody will know what the G crew is.
No, that would be the F crew. You don't want to be the F crew.
Let's go sixth.
Yeah, we're sixth.
It's the Red Sox plan in free agency.
Yeah, they'll
the
get their guys
there.
Get
all right, stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You got Arkin. You got Hart. It comes your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. It is also Terps Day. We'll talk some Celtics with Terp tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, get Terp in here. Put him in the hot seat.
It's tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.